Well, Reading Awareness Month, the month of March. A lot of stuff going on with the United Way of Knoxtown. They've been participating in that. And a really big event coming up next week we're going to talk about as well. And I don't know, we might get into the Cardinals Cup discussion during this. I don't know. What do you think, Tyler?
Sure.
We've already had it off the air. We're ganging up on you, man. Sorry.
Yeah, Cardinals fans on full display.
As Zach said, it's inherited. Nothing you can do about it.
Yeah,
genetic thing, man. It's a genetic dysfunction.
Spoken like a true Packers fan or a Cardinals fan.
Oh, I heard that. All right. Well, good morning. Thanks for being with us, Tommy Erta, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher. Along with us, the executive director, United Way of Knox County, is Haley Miller. Haley, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm good. Thank you.
Well, thanks for checking in with us. Also, Zach Shaw. Zach is the campaign chair for a big event coming up. Zach, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm wonderful. How are you?
Thanks. Very good. Thanks for joining us here this morning. All right. Well, let's start first off, Haley. We'll talk about Reading Awareness Month. You guys have been really, really, really active. I read that you've given away, over 400 books in the last month?
Yes. So we take pride in being the local organization that runs Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. And so with that, we send out books to children under the age of 5 every single month, a free book in the mail. And so the books that don't go out in the mail, we purchase back from the post office. And this year we decided to give a book to every single preschooler in public school in the county. So Bright Futures here in town, Mabel Woolsey over in Knoxville, Rova. We stopped by Rova in Abingdon, and we also stopped by Williamsfield. And every single preschooler in their public school received a free book from the Imagination Library.
Does that mean you've added to your collection at home, Tyler?
Oh, yes, we have.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. I figured that was the case. All right. So, it's a really, really great thing. And you keep adding new kids into Dolly's Imagination Library. So how does that whole thing work, getting the kids involved
Absolutely.
In that?
So you can, if you have a child in Knox County, we have a program that we partner with the Kiwanis Club here in town that it's called Baby Talks, and they actually bring the information to every mother who gives birth at OSF. And so you have that opportunity straight from birth to sign up. But if you did not get that or there's a lot going on in that moment, you can sign up on our website, unitedway-knoxcounty.org, or you can go to the Imagination Library website itself, or you can always give us a call at 309-343-4434.
So what happens once kids join up?
Yes. So once they are registered, there's a month or two processing time, and then you will begin receiving a book every single month until they turn 5 years old. And the books are selected by a group of teachers that Dolly's Foundation pulls together every year to select books that match the age level and comprehension of those children.
Yeah, that's a really cool thing. So how do they go about getting signed up again?
Yeah, you can sign up on unitedway-knoxcounty.org. We have a tab on our website, or you can visit the Imagination Library website itself.
All right. So Reading Awareness Month here in the month of March, and United Way of Knox County very heavily involved in that, and getting children to read books, a really, really great thing. Anything else that's gone on during this time with the giveaway and that and getting all the books out?
So we are running a fundraiser on Facebook. If you want to give and support a child, $25 will fund one child in the program for an entire year. Currently, we have 1,152 children in Knox County that are currently receiving books. To put that in retrospect, according to the 2020 census, we had 2,814 children under the age of 5 in Knox County. So that's 41% of children under the age of 5 that are receiving books from the Imagination Library.
Yeah.
The national average is only 10%. So,
that's a really
cool wonderful job here, and we want to keep it going.
So if somebody wants to help out monetarily, how can they do that?
Yep. They can visit us on Facebook. It's UW Knox County, or you can find us on our website. You can always donate on our website as well at unitedway-knoxcounty.org.
Really cool thing. So you need more. Have you gotten Bo signed up yet? Because you need more.
Well, he just aged out. So.
Oh, that's right.
Luna's. Yeah, Luna's still getting them.
Okay, good deal. Good deal. All right. Haley Miller, Executive Director, United Way of Knox County. Zach Shaw, campaign chair for another big event coming up, Prom with a Purpose. Did your prom have a purpose?
It had a purpose.
Okay, we won't get into what the purpose was, but just
wait,
wondering.
There's more.
there's more. All right. Well, so this is going to benefit the Unmet Needs Fund here in Knox County. Well, let's first off, Haley, talk about the Unmet Needs Fund and what that's all about.
So the Unmet Needs Fund is a fund that we host at the United Way. It's a committee where we're hoping to get it back to a committee here soon, where local nonprofits come together and they can go over these cases, and it's for people who need help that they can't find help at other locations. It's a last resort for unmet needs. And so we help people we partner with Slumberland to get children who don't have beds. We get them off of their floors. We help get people who start new jobs their proper steel-toed boots so that they can start the job. We help with utility bills so that people can get their water turned back on and their heat. It's really a case-by-case scenario, but it's got such an impact on the community.
Yeah, it sounds like it. All right, so the Prom with a Purpose coming up Saturday, April 1st, over at the Knoxville American Legion. Great music by Jera and the Absolutes. And Zach Shaw joining us. He's the campaign chair for this event, Zach. And your new entity will be providing the food. Let's talk about that first off. And Shaw Daddy's Barbecue and Food Cart. Let's talk about that first and how you kind of got involved in that.
Yeah, so like you said, we are new in town. Shaw Daddy's, we serve hot dogs, barbecue, ribs, pulled pork. Got some really good sides. How we got started, we were just kind of at a cook-off last summer, just some friends, and we did really well, and it just kind of snowballed, turned into something we wanted to try. And, yeah, we're really excited for everybody to come out and try our product and dance and have some drinks and raise some money and have a good time.
And this will be a big, big night for you because it kind of be your first big event, kind of your first go-round.
Yeah, absolutely. What better of a test run than a big event for a bunch of people? We're really excited to see how it goes. We think we're going to be ready. And, again, we're going to have lots of good food, and there's going to be good music, like you said. There's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have fundraisers. We're going to have a heads or tails game, a couple of those with prize baskets worth, I think, $500 combined. We're going to have a liquor pull. There's just going to be a bunch of things to do. It's going to be a really good time.
Okay, liquor pull. Tyler, I'm going to ask you if you know what
it is. You turn to me.
I'm just asking if you know.
I mean, I've heard of them. I've never participated in one myself.
Okay, explain what that is.
So you have your alcohol, and they will be covered, and you pay the price to play the game, and you don't know what you're going to win. You pull whichever one you want, and whatever's under the bag, you receive.
So it's not like bobbing for apples.
And, yeah.
No, it's more like the duck game from the fair.
Oh, okay. All right, that's all right.
Down.
Either way, it sounds fun, right?
Yes.
The Prom with a Purpose with the United Way of Knox County coming up Saturday, April 1st, actually a week from tomorrow already.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's right around the corner.
Yeah, that'll be over at the Knoxville American Legion. Great music, great food's going to be available. All right, so tickets are available for that now, right?
Yes. Tickets are $30 a piece or $50 a pair, and you can order them on our website or you can find them on our Facebook page. We also are giving away a pair right now on our Facebook page, so you want to definitely check that out.
I just want to say, come however you want to come. It's a prom, so you can dress up formal. If you want to be fun with it, you can be fun with it. If you want to wear your bib overalls, wear your bib overalls. I'm not judging you. No one's judging you. We just want everybody to come, have a good time, and raise some money for a good cause.
Yeah, I was going to ask that because I figured the attire is kind of whatever, however fun you want to make it. You want to wear clothes similar to what you wore to your prom or
you can.
Whatever.
You can make it as shiny and spectacular as you want, or you can just, I know one of my employees is just coming in the t-shirt that they're receiving that night. There's no dress code. I know the word prom is a little scary to some, but it's just a party. It's going to be a good time.
Especially scary for Tyler's date. what? I'm just saying.
She wanted to do the liquor pull.
All right, so what I wore to prom, I don't think I could find. One, it wouldn't fit me, and they probably wouldn't make my size. Two, I don't think I could find. I don't think they make the shirts, the old disco shirts, the, you know, silky with the real white collars that go out to the edge of your shoulders.
You see the taco meat inside?
Oh, that as well, yes. Yeah, I don't think they make those anymore. So
I've been looking for a camo tux.
Oh, there you go.
Maybe just all denim, little Canadian tuxedo action.
Some Britney and Justin, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the jury's still out, but
yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
All right, Haley, what's your attire going to be?
I bought a dress. It's going to be prom attire.
Okay.
I'm going all the way.
Yep. Okay.
I told her to get shoulder pads.
There you go. There you go. Prom with a Purpose is coming up a week from tomorrow at the Knoxville American Legion. Gets underway at 6 o'clock. Live music with Jared the Absolutes. And Shaw Daddies will be serving the food there as well. Zach Shaw, the campaign chair for the event, and Haley Miller, the executive director of United Way of Knox County, joining us here this morning. So again, let's run over how people can get tickets once again.
Yes. You can purchase tickets online on our website at unitedway-knoxcounty.org or on our Facebook page, UW Knox County, and tickets are $30 a piece or $50 a pair.
And they will be available at the door, too.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay. Yep. And it all, and again, all goes to a great cause, the Unmet Needs Fund for the United Way of Knox County. And again, I guess same thing with the books. If somebody, you know, hey, can't make it to the prom, but I would love to help out with this fund, how would they go about that?
Absolutely. We have a donation button at any time on our website at unitedway-knoxcounty.org, or we have a fundraiser going on our Facebook page for the Imagination Library fundraiser.
All right. Very good. So lots of great stuff going on. Again, that's a week from tomorrow, next Saturday evening. Also, you're in need of some help with your food program. Is that right?
Yes. Yes. We are looking to hire one more food program staff member. This person would be working afternoons, 1 to 4:30, and would be going out to the different elementary schools in the town delivering the meals that we serve. So it would be, we are looking for somebody with a reliable vehicle who would like to make an impact on the children
in
our town.
Very important position.
Yes.
Really.
Oh,
we
absolutely.
We can't do what we do without these people.
Yeah. Absolutely. So how would they apply online or come out and see you?
And
or?
They can give me a call at 309-343-4434.
All right. Very good.
There it is.
So much going on. Zach, anything else you'd like to add about the prom with a purpose?
We've got a lot of room in the building, so we want to fill it with people.
Absolutely.
So we want to see you all out there.
Absolutely. Haley, anything else you'd like to add?
We're just grateful for everybody who has purchased tickets already, and we are excited to raise more funds to impact our community.
Absolutely. Haley Miller, Zach Shaw, guys, thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.